Hi, this is Dr. Mike Carberry, and welcome to another episode of AMI Today. Today I have Karen Rhea. Rhea, did I say that right?
Yes.
I thought so. Welcome. This is not the first show we've done.
Thank you.
We've been working together for how long now?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years. Time flies when you're having fun. So Karen is our expert at training nurse practitioners and even MDs at injections, joint injections, trigger point injections, all kinds of injections. I've seen you do injections on faces and all kinds of things. So it's actually been a really, really fun ride for the last X number of years doing this and getting people trained on how to deliver these services. So I wanted to interview you. I know we've done this before, but I wanted to have people know the knowledge that you bring to the table and why we work with you. Is that okay?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple things. Number one, before I met you and I was running integrated practices, I would have nurse practitioners or MDs, and I would say, do you know how to do injections? And I would get, yeah. And I go, okay, that means no. And I don't blame them because they don't normally do that in the scope of what they normally do. So, but it is within their scope of license, so I would say, okay, do you want some training? And they'd go, sure. So then I'd say, all right, well, let's go online and look at this video. Do you think you can do that? To who? To me. And I would get injected. And I've done that many, many times. I've had SI injections, shoulder injections, calcaneal heel injections, which was not fun, knee injections, you name it, I've had it. And it would give them confidence. I realized if they didn't have that confidence, then they really were not very aggressive towards getting the patient these injections, and injections are very beneficial. So I met you, and you are a wizard at injections. Where did you get your training?
Thank you. Well, first, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun and definitely a great ride. My training is actually a combination of a lot of different areas and courses and companies and a lot of experience overall. I've been very blessed to train with some of the top professionals in this field. And so it's just taking a culmination of all this experience with lots of different people and putting it together of what I see where the needs are in the integrated physical medicine and regenerative model, and how do I tailor, customize that to what the owners and the medical providers need in this experience.
Right, and you must have gotten some really good experience and really good training, because when you teach, the nurse practitioners get continuing ed credits, correct?
Yes, they have for years through American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
So obviously some boards out there value that your expertise is worth giving somebody credit for their education, for learning how to be a better practitioner. So a lot of what we do is joint injections and trigger point injections. And, you know, when I first got involved in integrated practice, I wasn't really a fan of injections, not only for me or for my patients, because I thought we were going to be injecting cortisone. But I didn't realize there was this whole field of practitioners that believe that you can achieve the same gain with less damage by not using cortisone, using things like lidocaine or procaine or marcaine. So let's talk a little bit about the concept of breaking adhesions without melting them with cortisone.
Absolutely, and agreed, there's time and place for steroids, but there are so many side effects that I love the fact that I get to take that and shift that paradigm for medical providers. Many of them come in and that's all they're used to.
Right.
And so they don't realize that when you're doing a trigger point injection, there's a very specific technique that when done properly, it breaks off the adhesions between those muscle fibers.
Right.
Those fibers develop in an effort to help support the muscle, the weakened muscle, the incorrect muscle use. And so your body's so good at compensating, you develop these trigger points, which are then adhesions and less range of motion.
And that's key what you just said about the incorrect muscle use. What we're talking about is upper cross and lower cross syndrome, which was designed by a medical doctor, Vladimir Yanda. And he, you know, his work kind of stems, I don't know if you ever studied or met Rene Callier or even Janet Travell, but their work all kind of ties together. You have Callier, who was saying that if you injure your spine, you lean your head forward to offload the facet. And that starts this pattern of recruiting the wrong muscles and developing overactive muscles and weakening muscles. And that overactive muscle, which is designed to do explosive, quick strength and quick burst of contraction, but then relax, is now being demanded to hold a contraction for hours and hours a day. And your body, in response to that, starts to knit scar tissue into what's called a trigger point, so it can hold it for long periods of time. So you got this mess in here that's holding this muscle, making it weaker, shorter in its range of motion, and even painful. So when you do the injection into that mess, what are you trying to do?
break off the adhesions and scar tissue. So I'm actually going in and breaking that off with a very specific technique. And as I'm going in there, breaking off the adhesions, you physically can feel them snapping and loosening. But I'm also injecting a numbing agent is a really great option. And that also helps break off the adhesions.
Yeah, because that numbing agent, lidocaine, is usually 98 or 99% saline solution. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like this. You wouldn't want to put air in your brake lines. You want to put fluid in your brake lines because fluid doesn't compress. Air does. So that fluid gets in all those injections you're mm-hmm. making, and all of a sudden it starts expanding and breaking those adhesions. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in one shot. That's the attempt of cortisone.
Right.
But now even the AMA says cortisone is the fast track to joint replacement. That was their more recent official statement. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do that. So you're trying to break the adhesions in a very safe, gradual way. So it mm-hmm. takes repeated treatments. Mm-hmm. And, I've had them and they're actually very beneficial, and you feel a great relief of stress because all of a sudden that muscle can relax a little more mm-hmm. because it doesn't have the adhesions in there. Also doing it to joint injections. So like if we imagine a joint, here's the joint and here's the joint capsule, and it's dehydrated because there's no fluid in there, and you put like lidocaine mm-hmm. in there, 99% of that is saline solution. It's like inflating a tire, right?
Yeah, expanding.
Those adhesions that are formed in the capsule as you inflate that tire are going to start breaking.
Yes.
Well, you have these broken adhesions, you now have a window of opportunity to rehab the joint.
Yes.
So doing this in conjunction with rehab, we find that extremely beneficial because the patient's coming in, they're getting rehab 3 times a week, maybe 1 or 2 of those days they'll come in, they'll get some injections, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden that joint's moving better, that muscle's moving better, and their rehab goes smoother.
And they're taking less over-the-counter medication.
That's right.
They're sleeping better. They're functioning better. Better range of motion. And the chiropractors tell me the patient gets a better adjustment, and the adjustment lasts for longer.
I noticed that as a chiropractor myself. When my medical doctors in Pennsylvania first started learning this technique, all of a sudden we started noticing the adjustments went a lot easier mm-hmm. because there wasn't that rigidness in the muscle mm-hmm. that's being bound down with scar tissue. So in doing that, you can actually break up those adhesions, bring a lot of relief to the patient, increase the range of motion, and then as they develop the strength, they get function back.
Yes.
Which is a win-win all around.
Yep.
So to get the practitioners to have confidence in this was the thing I was trying to solve when I met you. I was telling everybody, and I still recommend, get injected yourself. If you're the business owner, even if you're a chiropractor, a medical doctor, or a business person, get injected yourself. Give that clinician enough confidence that they can go in there with a patient. So we're trying to figure out how to do that. And then I met you, and you had all this knowledge, and you're so full of energy. Like, we're doing this after you just taught for 8 hours, right?
I did. I had a one-day course today.
But you had all this energy, and I thought, that's exactly what these nurse practitioners need, that type of energy and enthusiasm about this procedure that's safe and effective, extremely effective. So you actually working with Dr. Rademacher at Downtown mm-hmm. Healthcare
yes.
came up with a series of programs to train the nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the first one you did, the basic one.
Absolutely. Really quick to your point, it's so important for the owner and of the practice to be there. Mm-hmm. Questions I get all the time is, when the owner is not there, did you cover this? Did you cover that? Did you talk about how did my provider do? And so when the owner is there, it provides a team and cohesiveness. There's magic that happens.
Yeah.
They get to hear and see everything I'm teaching, and they get to see firsthand, how is my medical provider actually doing? What is their skill set? How can I help? Yeah. They learn palpation techniques. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And those practices always do better, has been my experience in the last nearly 7 years of teaching this. So going back to what is the first program, because there's multiple things to choose from.
Right.
So yes, at Downtown Southcare and Injection University, the first recommended course is the 2-day course.
Okay.
It is all hands-on. I teach them every month in Denver, and it's Friday, all day Saturday, and it literally is hands-on. That's the love-hate of this course.
Right.
I do recommend every medical provider has to give the injection of everything, and we go over about 60 different injections. And we go through about 250 syringes in that course day.
I have personally not gone to that training for that reason, because I have a feeling anybody walking by is like,
hey, come on in.
No, actually, I don't mind getting injected.
Yeah.
And I've had injections before, and it's actually very safe. It
yes.
doesn't hurt anybody, especially
right.
when they have guidance.
Yes.
But so they go through that, and you have them doing the injection. The way I used to explain it to potential clients is you send your nurse practitioner there, or your PA or your MD, and if they're not very versed on injections, that's okay. You just ask them if they're willing to learn. And if they're willing to learn, then when they go, they're going to be able to get the experience. So if you run into a patient on Tuesday and you say, hey, I think that guy needs a knee injection. What do you think? They're going to go, well, I just did a knee injection on Saturday, so I can do it.
Yes.
And they have the confidence.
Yes.
Which is all the difference in the world. So
yes.
The program works if it's used. If it's not used, then it doesn't work.
Right.
I noticed a lot of nurse practitioners come from family practice. And I guess the model there is if they're in pain or if they have a discomfort, give them something for that. If they don't, then don't worry about it.
Right.
What you're teaching is function. So you want to touch on that.
Absolutely. And that is majority of Western medicine and providers are taught prescription and referral for surgery, which there's definitely time and place for both of those. However, this is a different mindset in the integrated model, and it's very successful for many patients. And so you actually do the full exam, get the history, the evaluation, and then it does come, confidence comes through practice, ultrasound guided, hands-on, and that's where you hone in the skill set and that expertise. So when your knee patient comes in, just today we were talking, we were doing medial meniscus, lateral meniscus tears, and rotator cuff tears. And the providers were so excited because a show of hands, almost every person in the room has somebody coming in this week with a rotator cuff tear, a meniscus tear, like everything we covered today. So they were now, ready to go.
Today was your advanced class.
Yes.
So they're getting into more finite things, more granular things.
Yes.
Reading that ultrasound. And I know you're big on ultrasound. So am I.
Yes.
Because I figure, you know, even if you're doing a cash injection, that person's paying $5,000 for that injection. You better get it in the right spot.
Yes.
And one of the things that totally impressed me with your skills was I injured my knee last year. And I injured it in June, and I was going to a seminar that I had to teach. And I couldn't stand it. They had to get me a stool. And I didn't know what I did. I was running in the airport. I felt something pop in my knee. And the next day, I could barely stand up. And I nursed it. It did a little better. But then what happened was it started feeling better. And I went hunting. And I was using a tree stand. And I was in the middle of the woods in Alabama last year. And I felt something pop in my knee again. And then I was in trouble. I was up in that tree pretty much in agony. And I started realizing as it was getting darker, I should not be hunting. I should be trying to get out of the woods because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of the woods. Well, I don't want to be too dramatic about it. I did, but it got to the point where I couldn't even bend my knee to get in the car. And I went on that way for a couple, 6 weeks, and then I saw you at a seminar. And I said, could you take a look at my knee? It's hurting. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
And you started doing the ultrasound, and you're reading the monitor. You're like, oh, you tore your meniscus.
Yep.
Oh, you have two tears in your meniscus, and you said it's like a big piece of hamburger hanging out. Remember that?
I sure do.
And it was pretty accurate diagnosis.
Thank you.
Did some PRP on me because that's all you had available, and that helped. It got me to be able to function a little bit. And then when I get back, Bensie, who has been trained by you, my nurse practitioner, who's very good, I told her the story, and she said, well, we'll inject you. And she injected me with a Wharton's jelly product. And
that's amazing.
Like, you know, I think I was facing surgery. And I feel like I'm 99% now, which is thanks to you.
Yes, you're
and,
welcome.
And your skills to read and your skills to teach because the person who injected me, you taught.
Yeah.
So since then, I've had this side done because I noticed, well, there was some discomfort in there and it started feeling better. It was actually feeling better than this one. So I've gotten this one injected and my knees feel great. I'm going to be 60 this year. My knees feel great. I don't feel like I have any issues with them.
That's awesome.
So let's talk about the ultrasound. What is your goals in your beginning program versus your more advanced program with the ultrasound?
Yes. So in the two-day program, majority of people, I teach everyone from novice to expert. And the purpose of the two-day is how do I, most of them have never used ultrasound, especially for musculoskeletal conditions. If they have, it's a critical care ER background or an OBGYN type background.
Okay.
And so they don't know usually how to hold the ultrasound, so it's very basic. Which hand, what am I looking at, what is bone, what is fluid, and just the basics.
Right.
It seems easy, But when you are brand new in this and you're holding a slippery device in your non-dominant hand and a sharp device in your dominant hand, and you're looking at the screen going, what am I looking at?
Right.
That can be overwhelming in the beginning. And so it's just really taking, and that transition that I see in that 2-day course is phenomenal. Of all of a sudden, Saturday morning, they are sharp, they're on it, they're ready to go. They know exactly what they're looking at. Their position is correct. And now they've got the basics of how do I hold and manage equipment and what I'm looking at. Now I can actually teach, okay, these are all the joints, these are all the tissues, this is what you're treating and how and why. There's five different shoulder injections that we go through.
Wow.
There's 3 hip injections. It's literally head to toe that we inject, and it's ultrasound guided. There was actually a study released a couple of years ago, and it showed that when a visualization is not used, whether it's fluoroscopy or ultrasound, majority of the time, the person is not in the accurate location.
Right.
Yep.
I've heard numbers as high as 60 to 80%. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the same numbers?
Or? Yes. And in one of the articles, they actually looked at the bicep tendon, and they did a CAT scan with dye. And the people that did the blind were in the right spot 26.8% of the time.
And that's a pretty easy one to find, I would
it
think.
It is. Versus visualization that was in the mid to high 90s.
There you go. All the more reason to have that tool.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, your outcomes depend upon that. Mm-hmm. If you're not in the right location, I know that tear.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't able to get it right to where that was, and I know Bensie hit it too, because
it's,
remember, I jumped off the
very
table.
Very uncomfortable
yep.
when you're on
and
it.
And then when she did it, same thing. And
that's
but
the right spot.
She got right in the right spot.
Yeah.
And it's important because now here it is a couple months later, and I'm going, I don't need surgery.
That's fantastic.
Which is fantastic.
Yes.
So that technique you're teaching, giving them the basics, mm-hmm. because as time goes on, they will develop more confidence.
Yes.
They have to have just enough to get started. And apparently you do that, because I hear that over and over again.
Yes.
In fact, I know there's been a couple times when you've had MDs show mm-hmm. up to your training. First of all, I want to ask you, was that intimidating?
In the very beginning, yes. And when I realized we all have the same intention and
right.
we're all here to help and we're all here to learn, that's a great environment. You give me willingness and enthusiasm, I can teach you.
Right. Well, the feedback I got from some of the MDs was, that girl's really sharp.
No,
like,
thank you.
She's really good with what she does. So you actually do convey that in the way you teach and the way you carry yourself. And that's good that, you know, even an MD with a senior license
mm-hmm.
is willing to learn from you.
Yes.
They don't get the continuing ed credits, do they?
No, they don't. Yep. I've actually had multiple orthopedic surgeons attend. I just had an anesthesiologist last weekend.
Oh, wow.
So I've had OBGYNs attend. You name it, I've taught them.
Good. Well, that's good. So now we're getting everybody on the same page. Now they have an understanding. Mm-hmm. So there's more and more interest from not only our clients, you actually have people who are not our clients mm-hmm. reaching out to you as well.
Yes.
We had some in here today.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys come up with a program, because one of the fears of our clients is, well, what if I get somebody trained and I spend this money on them and then they disappear on me? That does happen, and mm-hmm. that's going to be part of business. But you came up with a solution to that.
Yes.
You want to talk about
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So it's our Provider Protection and Enhancement Program, PPEP.
That's and easy for you to say.
I know, right? One time. So that is a program that I was getting calls and emails daily from owners and medical providers. I have these needs. I have these needs. So I took it all and said, how do I find a solution for this? Insurance is one. So when they're in this monthly program, it's a month to month, there is no contract, that if the medical provider leaves that I trained for any reason, you know, they've had to move unexpectedly, whatever, it's just not a good fit, you can send a new medical provider and we will train them for no charge.
Oh, wow.
So it's a huge insurance for the owner of the clinic. Medical providers need help. They need a community. So we set up Zoom calls with me twice a month, and I do a demonstration, I review a study, research, regenerative medicine, and then I do question and answers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, the feedback I have gotten from owners and medical providers is phenomenal. They love these programs. The Zoom calls, and then an online video access. That is, everything I teach in the 2-day course has been videoed in a 2 to 3 minute cycle. And you can sit down and say, oh, I have a carpal tunnel. I'm going to go watch the 2-minute video of a carpal tunnel. So the medical provider can get that quick refresher of everything I already taught them in the 2-day course. And then you can come back for refresher training at discounted prices. As you're expanding your practice, you can send additional providers for discounted prices.
So I know that can work, because when I first trained providers, we were doing it with just a video and without the hands-on. Now they have the hands-on that they can draw back on, but they also can get to see the videos of it.
Yes.
And they have access to all this.
Yes.
So, okay, good. And do you have a big following in that program?
Yes, it is growing. So we actually started, because it's an insurance program, we've been sending out blast emails to all the clients and everyone in our database. If I've trained your provider, you have until March 1st to go ahead and get them signed up. After that, to be able to sign up for the program, then you have to resend them to the two-day course, and then you can have access to that program again.
Okay, and I guess you've had a lot of people reaching out for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good. Well, that's an exciting program, and it's really helped us with our clients because our clients now, by getting the medical providers to be able to deliver these services, it really just, it's not just to bill an injection or to get paid for an injection. This is one of the things that actually helps to help get the patient well.
Yes.
In fact, I was asked recently by some of our coaches on our core side, you know, what are the most important services that you guys offer? And we started listing them out. And they said, so can you put them in order? And when I put them in order, I put medical services first. And then I put chiropractic second. And they were like, that's strange. I go, well, what do medical services do? And they go, I don't know, billing, diagnostics? I go, no, it breaks adhesions. And the chiropractors that were in the room were like, I said, just like your adjustment breaks adhesions, so do these injections break adhesions. They're one of the facilitators of getting the patient well. Mm-hmm. So I listed those as the top two services. And they said, why'd you put the medical provider first? And I said, because they get paid. And a lot of times the chiropractor doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's together, we do those things, yeah. And it doesn't overlap. It works, it blends perfectly, it dovetails perfectly. And then we went on, we said DME, because DME is important, especially mm-hmm. if you're putting stem cells in a knee, and that knee is totally mm-hmm. degenerated on the medial side, which 85% of the time they are. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have those that knee try to repair in that position. You want to have it repair like that.
Retrain and strengthen.
That's right. So we use those braces and we use the rehab, because mm-hmm. the rehab is also a big part of it. I know that I got injections in my shoulder. I had a partially frozen shoulder after mm-hmm. two surgeries, and I couldn't fly fish and I couldn't bow hunt, and I can do all that now. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that was after I got the injections that helped me to facilitate that. I had to do a lot of the exercises. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to get back to the basics. So when you put them all together, you actually get a product that really is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that is what we have. It's interesting, my wife and I went and we opened up some bank accounts because we were living on the West Coast. We sold that house. We're now all on the East Coast, and we're opening up accounts in banks that we had familiarity with years ago. And they said, you want to hear something interesting? This is in Chattanooga here. They said, we had a client come in. He was opening up a bank account. And he just started talking about health, and he started talking about his wife. And he said, you know, my wife's had a back problem for years. And, you know, everything that we did in our life was focused around her back problem. And all of a sudden now she's going to your clinic and she doesn't have a back problem at all anymore.
That's great.
And we're sitting there like, wow. And they said, we didn't bring this up. They brought it up. They didn't know we knew you guys.
That's great.
And so that's what the program does. It's the combination of what you do and what we do and what the rehab does, and putting that all together, you end up with an outcome that is way better than they would get if mm-hmm. they did them individually, or if they didn't do them at all, even way better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad you're part of our team and help us do this. Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
I definitely love that I get to help medical providers move from Western medicine thinking into this new paradigm. And everything you just talked about, it's retraining of what am I looking at and what's my end goal for this patient. You are changing their life, their mm-hmm. family's life. I get letters and emails from patients and their family members, and that is what drives me.
Right.
Is I know these providers are going to experience unbelievable things as they are changing quality of life for their patients.
And they do. I got to tell you, at the trainings, nurse practitioners, you can tell the ones that have been to a couple trainings, and they're very excited to be there,
mm-hmm.
and they're very engaged, and they love what they're doing. You got the new ones sometimes that are like a deer in headlights.
Scared
like,
to
what
death.
What are they get into?
Yes.
But it is very comforting for them to know, oh, well, there's a lot of nurse practitioners in here, and there's some MDs in mm-hmm. here, along with the chiropractors, so this isn't like some crazy thing. This actually works. And that is what it's all about. It's
yeah.
about integrating, getting your profession to work with my profession, to work with medical doctors and,
yes.
and physical therapy.
Yes.
All to change this.
Yep.
It's like you said, the paradigm is not to get rid of the pain and the symptoms. The paradigm is to figure out why they're having the pain and symptoms. And if you address that, they go away and stay away, and they don't need any further treatment, or certainly don't need more medication.
Mm-hmm. And you've brought up their awareness.
Yeah.
So they get to help others as well.
That's right.
And they will tell everybody they know when they are functioning and feeling great.
That's right. And as we get more and more successful with this model, and our clients become more successful in every region around the country, this will become the accepted standard, and we will, in effect, change healthcare as we know it.
Yes.
So that's a deal. I'll do that deal with you.
Perfect.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you took this time out after a long day to talk with us and to give us your insights on things. So just to recap for our clients, if they're new, they got to go to the basic training.
Yes, the two-day training.
Okay.
In Denver every month.
Yep.
Once you've got the basics down, you can come to the one-day course. The one-day course is PRP, peripheral neuropathy, SI joints, meniscus tears, rotator cuff tears.
And that's the one you taught today?
That is, yeah. That's a lot of fun
because
you've got
stuff.
The basics down. And so now it's really fine-tuning your skill set.
Yep, and that's where you really make these miraculous healings that people brag about and go and tell their bankers about.
Yep.
And they don't even know the banker knows the doctor. And
yes.
It helps to facilitate changing healthcare.
Yeah.
So. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And they get to continue. How many credits do they get for the two-day course?
So the two-day course is 10.58 credits, CEs, and the one-day course is 6.5 CEs through AANP.
Okay.
And all of this can be signed up on our website, injection.university. No.com, just injection.university. If you ever have any questions, you can call me, 303-945-1566.
And if you can't remember how to get a hold of Karen, just reach out to your coach at AMI, and they can get a hold of Karen for you or get you guys hooked up together so you can pursue these courses and deliver more services and get more people well. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We're going to sign out because it's been a long day. Thanks for listening to AMI, and we'll be back next week.